Natishka Correa is something of a people person.
I had a lot planned for senior year. I was like the person who plans everything for senior year.
Correa is a senior at Burgard High School, after which she's planning to study psychology at Medai. But she didn't plan on spending at least 2 months of her senior year like this.
I missed school because school wasn't as stressful as now. I underestimated it.
Correa's not alone in struggling with the sudden switch to online learning. Jasmine Martin is a senior at Olmsted High School, and Nikosi Lott is another senior at Burgard.
It's harder. It's a lot harder because we will see an assignment and we'll try it, and then it's like you message your teacher, and if they get back to you, they get back to you. If they can't, they can't.
It could be like a week or something like that where we hear like this instruction or that instruction. It's not like day-to-day how we usually have it as if we was in school.
Of course, this is also a difficult time for teachers, many of whom are taking care of their own children at home. But some of the seniors WBFO spoke to say they think it's unfair that they're getting more work now than usual. And all of them say they've only gotten face-to-face video time with one or two teachers.
The only video instruction I've gotten was from my math teacher. Any other subject, it was we didn't really get video instructions.
Wow, one teacher, she actually did the Zoom thing.
As for the interaction, there's not a lot.
And there's also confusion about grading.
So all of the work that's been given to us throughout this whole break, so to say, we haven't been getting graded for it. So a lot of people have given up on doing work.
Principal just said that if we passed our first, our second, and our third quarter, we automatically graduate for all seniors.
I know I gave them my work, and some of the teachers were like, okay, you'll get extra credit for that. But like most of them are like, they don't know how they're supposed to grade it.
During the last school board meeting on April 8th, Buffalo Superintendent Kreiner Cash said his team was working on a thoughtful grading policy for the rest of the year, but there hasn't been a public update on that yet. In early April, the district said teachers would continue to collect work and provide meaningful feedback while keeping in mind the stress that students and families are feeling at home. But one thing is clear. June Regents exams are canceled, and that could help some seniors out.
I like to say it's a gift that keeps on giving because really, truly, I would say that it would have been really tough for some of these kids.
Mary Ross is a school counselor who works with the seniors at Burgard. She says the cancellations will allow the school to graduate far more seniors this year, as long as they can pass their required courses.
I have students, amazing students that are from our ENL population, are refugees that have taken the biology region 7-8 times and they cannot pass it. And these kids are kids that come to school every single day and they work so hard. So this is a gift to them.
And Ross says it's also a boost for students who missed a lot of school or who weren't on track to graduate because of one specific class. They can use this time at home to catch up. Still, seniors like Martin want a final answer about whether or not there's hope for things like class day, prom, and even a graduation ceremony this year.
It's very hard, especially since people don't have answers, so they can't give us answers. So it kind of feels like we're left in the dark.
But even with all the uncertainty, seniors are finding some ways to cope. Lott from Burgard says he finds an escape in listening to music.
I try not to like really think about it. I try to keep busy and keep positive and just keep pushing forward.
And Danya Flood is a senior at the Research Lab for Bioinformatics and Life Sciences, one of Buffalo's new innovative high schools.
Me and my friends have this group chat on Snapchat, but we all check in every once in a while and make sure everybody's doing okay. We say hi to each other.
Flood will be starting the pre-med track at Damon College this fall. And while she says she's sad about the potential cancellation of senior activities like prom, she's more concerned about public health.
Senior year is what we make of it. I know we have been handed like a bad basket of lemons or whatever, but I just remember the times that we had before in quarantine and look forward to the times after the fact.
In other words, it's time to make lemonade out of lemons. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.